Box A, Counting in Binary. As we have already mentioned, binary is a base 2 numbering system, which means there are only 2 digits. What is interesting about this numbering system is that it is the natural numbering of the computer. For example, on some systems, a byte of memory is 8 bits. In this example, then, 1 byte can store a binary number with 8 digit places. Now, in binary, we count similarly to the way we count in base 10. For example, in base 10, we count 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then, because we have run out of values, to count 10, we reset back to 0 and add a new digit set to 1 to form 10. In binary, the concept is the same, except that we only have 2 possible values per digit. Thus, we end up having to add a new digit much more quickly than we do in base 10. We count 0, 1, and then we already need to add a new digit. Refer to box A to show the count of a few numbers one by one in binary to get the idea. Note that we add a B suffix to denote binary numbers and a D suffix to decimal numbers. Referring to box A, we start with 0 binary, then 1 binary. At this point, we have run out of possible values and so need to add a new digit. Adding a new digit, we obtain 10 binary. Note that this is not the number 10 in decimal. It is actually the number 2 in decimal. Continuing, we have 11 binary, which corresponds to 3 in decimal. Now again, we already need to add a new digit place to count the next number. So we now have 100 in binary, which corresponds to 4 in decimal. So continue counting on your own until you feel comfortable with the pattern. Box B, Digit Place and Power of 2. Looking at the numbers we counted in box A, you may have observed that every digit place corresponds to a power of 2 in decimal. Box B emphasizes this. This observation is important because it allows us to convert large binary numbers to decimal quickly. For example, consider the binary number at the bottom of box B. How do we convert it to decimal? Well, we use the fact that each binary digit place corresponds to a power of 2 in decimal. More specifically, we expand the binary number out into equivalent sums where each term only has 1 digit and the rest are zeros. We can then use the above power of 2 chart to convert each of these individual binary terms to their decimal value. We then sum the decimal values to obtain the number in base 10. Observe that the power of 2 used for a binary digit when converting is n minus 1, where n is the digit place starting from right to left. To convert from decimal to binary, this process is basically reversed. That is, you break a decimal number into a sum of powers of 2, and then convert the powers of 2 into the equivalent binary number using the chart, and then sum the binary numbers. Note that both conversion directions rely on the fact that you know the relationship between a binary digit place and a power of 2 in decimal. For this reason, it is beneficial to memorize your powers of 2, say up to the power 12. We will look at conversions again later on in this lecture. Box C, addition example. Addition in binary is the same as in decimal, except that we only have 2 digits. Consider box C. We will add the 2 numbers column by column like we did in grade school. Note that we will drop the B suffix here and just assume they are binary numbers. So starting from the rightmost column, we have 0 plus 1. So we write a 1 in the answer for this column. Looking at the next column to the left, we have 1 plus 0. So we write a 1 in the answer column. In the next column, we have 1 plus 1. Now in binary, 1 plus 1 equals 10. We cannot store 10 in 1 digit place, so we write a 0 for the answer in this column and carry the 1 over to the next column on the left. Then, in the next column, we have the carried over 1 plus 0, so we write down a 1. Finally, in the last leftmost column, we again have 1 plus 0, and so we write down 1. Pretty simple after you get used to it. Box D, subtraction example. Now let us look at subtraction, which is essentially a similar process. We start at the rightmost column first. 1 minus 1 is 0, so we write down a 0 for the answer in this column. The next column is a little trickier. We have 0 minus 1, The trick here is to borrow from the next left column, so we have 10 minus 1 equals 1. Thus, we write down a 1 for the answer in this column. Because we borrow the 1 from the leftmost column, it becomes a 0, and we are done.